This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, predicts the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year. That's worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its April report. The IMF lowered its economic forecast Wednesday as it envisions far more severe economic damage due to the new coronavirus. For the United States, the IMF predicts the nation's gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the United States, will plummet 8% this year. In April, it estimated a 5.9% drop in the U.S. COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Latin America, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed cases. And analysts attribute the rise in confirmed cases and deaths in the Latin American region to a combination of widespread poverty and widespread distrust of the government. They say there's also a distrust of leaders such as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who have either downplayed or dismissed the true risk of the virus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson clashed with opposition leader Keir Starmer in Parliament Wednesday. The two sparred over the Prime Minister's strategies for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. As Johnson announced Tuesday, much of Britain will reopen next week. Starmer said local leaders do not have the proper guidance should there be a spike in cases. Johnson dismissed Starmer's criticism, saying the government had a, quote, very effective cluster-busting operation, end quote, in place, and that local governments understand how it works. For more on these stories or any news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download